Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:32, 46 degrees, a little bit on the overcast sky, but you know what? We've got Rachel Holdridge in here from Elder Care. She's going to brighten things up a bit. How you doing there, young lady?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, last time we saw each other, we were talking about how we're moving through the course of COVID and still servicing all of the people who need our help with Elder Care. How's that coming along?
It's still business as usual. You know, we're hoping that as people get vaccinated, especially our senior population, they're going to feel a little bit more comfortable coming in to physical therapy to work out, or maybe they might feel more comfortable with someone coming into their home to help clean. So we're just kind of hoping that this vaccine is good in many ways, not just preventing COVID, just kind of bring some more life into elder care.
Oh, great. That'd be super. Yeah. Now, I just got word from not only the governor's office, but also from Representative Hearn, that Oklahoma, believe it or not, and I know there's been a lot of confusion and things, but we are like fourth now in the nation in getting COVID shots into the people's arms per capita.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I had not heard that.
Yeah, it's really doing pretty good. I know that a lot of people have more questions than answers.
Yes, and we see that end.
you getting it on your end a
yes,
little bit too?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How do you direct people?
So right now we are taking a list of names and numbers for seniors who don't have access to a computer or maybe aren't very tech savvy. Yeah. And the best way we figured out is we just kind of fill out the information with them on the computer. And then as appointments open up, we've kind of learned that they're on Thursdays. So we just kind of sit around the computer and get everybody signed up, as many as we can. There's about three of us that do it. And we try to get everyone signed up. And then we print out all the forms that they need, and they come by and we get them situated, and then they tell us when their second dose is due. And we've got a spreadsheet and a lot of phone calls and getting to know a lot of people.
Well, you know, in a very good way, this is how people maybe sometime get their first introduction to elder care.
Yes, we've seen that. A lot of the people that we're helping are not clients. So this has been really neat for us. We've been able to talk to seniors that we probably wouldn't have gotten a chance to talk to.
And they found some friends.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's great when you make friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we're loving it. So it's a lot to process. We've got a pretty long list, but we try not to turn anyone away. And, you know, but we are encouraging people that have family members who are a little bit more tech savvy. You know, they don't have to live in the home with them. They can help them sign up. So we are trying to kind of determine how much help they need from us versus family members being able to help.
Well, that is really nice. It takes a nice little effort with everybody just kind of being patient and just communicating.
Yep, everybody has to pitch in and lend a hand.
Well, there you go. Now, Elder Care, of course, has been a great agency or a great resource, I should say, here in our community, and it seems like folks are finding out maybe like this about you every day. But then there are a lot of folks who've known about you for a good long time, and those relationships really do have a tendency to spread and grow and to enhance.
That's right. Yeah.
Now we've got a lot of community partners, and a lot of folks know where to go or who to call.
Yeah.
And that telephone still works. So if you're a senior and you think it maybe you're scratching your head about a few things that maybe that's kind of unique to being a senior, it probably wouldn't hurt to give you a call.
Yeah, it's 918-336-8500.
And there you go.
And we get phone calls about everything. We really are. I don't know how. It must be word of mouth, but somehow we are kind of the go-to for everybody, and they call about everything. Sometimes they just call for phone numbers. So we help them.
Yeah,
we love it.
That's
good. What
you're
here
trying
for.
To get hold of a live operator these days.
Yeah. Yep.
So, they kind of miss that.
Yep. We like it.
So how are we going along? I know that Dr. Gerald's office is still open.
He's they're still seeing patients. I believe they're still accepting new patients. So there's plenty of time to sign up. They are utilizing telehealth right now, which has been great during COVID.
Now, telehealth is using your camera on your computer, right?
Yep, or a loved one kind of coming over. And a lot of family members have kind of gone over to their, you know, parents' house to kind of help them get set up with it. And so it's kind of a group effort there, too. So it's been neat, though. It's minimized exposure in the office, and it's been good. It's kept people healthy and safe, and we really like it, and they've been able to kind of schedule more patients that way, and it's been neat.
Well, very good. Now, some of the services that we're able to still help people out with, quite a long list, isn't it?
Yep. So speech therapy is still seeing patients, and you know, we're kind of hoping that maybe as people, like I said, are getting the vaccine, they're going to feel more comfortable, and maybe they're going to notice that their speech is off, or they just haven't been around people, and so you might not notice the decline, and that's what it's there for. And so we hope that maybe even a free evaluation will be something that you utilize. And physical therapy is still seeing people. You can still come in and have your balance checked, and which is something that everybody's facing from time to time. So that's still open. Daybreak is still open, seeing limited patients, having limited adults come in. That's our adult day health center. Mm-hmm. So the state has, we've been working really closely with them and monitoring that and accepting new clients as we can. But okay. It's a small group spaced out appropriately, and they're still meeting and having a blast. And our care managers are still helping clients. And then, of course, Brighter Living Services are still going into homes and helping people, helping meal prep, take them to appointments, all sorts of things.
Now, that one, that's like gold.
Yes, that one's wonderful. And so a lot of work goes into that. And I don't know if people know about that service, but it's...
Let's kind of expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, so if you find that, you know, a lot of situations are a family lives out of state and their parent is still here in Bartlesville and they need care. They're not ready to transition into a nursing home. That's what we're there for. We go in and we help keep them in the home as long as possible safely and do a lot of cleaning. We can take them to doctor's appointments. We can do meal prepping. We can help with some small things around the house, small tasks, little services like that. So.
And on top of that, it provides a little companionship, too.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes that's all it is. So it's there for just socialization if need be, and mm-hmm. we are there for them.
And once again, elder care goes to the nth when it comes to safety and protection.
Yes. Oh, yes. So whenever you get to the building, there's signs everywhere you have to wear a mask, and it's the same thing whenever you go into a client's home. Uh-huh. There is mask. They suit up. We, you know... everything. We take care of all the precautions. We make sure that everyone feels safe. So
there you go. And we don't cut any corners. We make sure that when you have to have an interaction or a relationship with the folks from elder care, you're going to be taken care of just like family.
That's right. We take temperatures. We have, I think every caregiver has a supply of masks and gear in their car just in case they need to go. They get a call short notice and they need to go prepare. And so we are definitely going above and beyond making sure people feel safe.
Indeed. Now, you have a website for the folks who have parents who are getting up there. They might want to take a look at some of the resources that elder care can put you in touch with and some of the services that you actually provide. What is your website?
So it's abouteldercare.org.
Uh-huh.
And you'll just go on there, and it's super easy to navigate, and there's tons of resources there, and if you can't find something that you're looking for, just feel free to give us a call.
You know, usually at this time of year we'd be talking about bus trips and going to Branson and things like that, or maybe mm-hmm. Taking some visits, but those have been put on hold for a little bit until we see a lot more light at the end
yes.
of the tunnel, because even though, golly, that's a lot of fun, we don't want anybody getting sick.
No, we've got a lot of seniors who come in and they let us know that they miss those trips and they are ready. And they're ready for classes and they're ready for our dinners and they are absolutely ready. They would wear a mask. They would do everything that they could to get something going. But unfortunately, we're just kind of not there yet. So hopefully we can reassess and maybe in 6 months and kind of see where we're at and start doing some things and maybe having some more people in the building. So we'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We miss it. We want them back. So
now we're not going to have the big barbecue this year.
I have not heard whether or not they have completely decided that. Uh-huh. I don't. It may look a little different. I'm not sure what. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if they have announced anything on that yet.
We'll put that as a question mark here.
I know. I think everybody is. Yes. I know.
But anyway, if people do want to help out with elder care, if you find this to be a very good resource worth supporting, mm-hmm. you can find that on the website, can't you?
Yes, we've got a whole charitable giving page. You could go there and kind of find out what your contributions are going to contribute to and how you make an impact. And so it's all lined up on the website, all the tabs, everything you could possibly need to know in subtabs. And there's just so much information.
you could be contributing to the delight of a senior.
Absolutely. Throughout many counties, not just Washington County. So.
Yeah, we do cover a good swath, don't we?
Yes. Yeah. So it would impact a lot of people.
Well, super dupe. Now, where are you located in case folks want to, you know, when things are a little easier to navigate?
So we're at 1223 Swan Drive.
Okay, so you take your little entrance toward Walmart and kind of arc around?
Yep, we are just past Green Country Village and then not quite past Eastern Heights Baptist Church.
Oh, okay.
We're right tucked in the middle of them.
Oh, yeah, you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
You're in a great spot, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Nice lawn.
Yeah.
I've been by there a few times.
That's pretty area.
Indeed. A lot of the services we talked about were still ongoing, but we're doing that with an abundance of caution and abundance of care.
Absolutely.
And a lot of safety involved. But little by little, you know, things are coming back somewhat, but we're still not going to do anything to jeopardize anyone's well-being.
No. We would never want that. We are definitely taking every precaution, making sure that everyone feels safe. Our waiting room is safe. Everybody, our appointments are timed out. Everybody has cleaning supplies in their area. Everyone is cleaning after using any equipment, whether it be clocking in to come to work or using equipment in PT or even going to the bathroom. Everything, there is stuff to sanitize everywhere.
Yeah.
We've got it at every station, every few feet, we've got sanitizer, so it's a very safe atmosphere.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, the folks are cleaner now than they've ever been in their lives, tell you.
We want to keep our seniors safe.
I'd like to know, how did you pull off that October flu clinic? I mean, when you were given the vaccines, I imagine everybody was just rubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing and rubbing between the
Absolutely. So
injections.
Our,
that was
our drive-through clinic was a lot of... We wore masks. They had to wear masks. We took their temperatures before they could even go to the next station.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just spaced out. And lots of paperwork that, you know, we would make sure they didn't have to come back to us. They got to keep the pens. We ordered plenty of pens. Kind of kept all of that. And it was a process. It was exhausting, but it was so rewarding. And then when they came indoors, it was the same thing. I made sure that they were able to take the pens with them. We screened it before they could even come into the building. We spaced everything out 6 feet apart, and the waiting room looked a little different. Usually it's pretty packed, and it's kind of a social hour, but this time it was very spaced out, so it was kind of a little empty.
So that was a good feeling of tired when it was all said and done.
Yes.
And knowing that we protected a lot of people.
Yes.
Once again, some contact numbers. The phone number to get a hold of you there at Elder Care
is 336-8500.
And the website?
It's info@abouteldercare.org.
So easy.
Yeah.
Rachel, it's always a delight having you in.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
I love being here.
Take care. We're going to have more coming up in just a little bit right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 846.